Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, welcome back from a three-day weekend. Welcome back from Labor Day weekend. We are supposed to be back to work. It is Tuesday, and we are supposed to hit the ball running. Well, I have gotten a report from Local News 3 that in my neck of the woods, we've had a school close, and parents told, don't bring your kids into school because there's not enough teachers or staff. Multiple absences. Unexplained. We're still trying to figure out what happened. Bad case of food poisoning, bad potluck, COVID, strike, we aren't sure. And I've been hearing that schools have been closing because of COVID temporarily and kids told not to come in. It's still hot outside. We haven't even hit the fall yet. And here we are dealing with multiple absences and call-outs. Now, I get the Monday after a holiday weekend is really difficult to get people to come to work. I get that. But I really haven't heard of any other schools having to close down the day after Labor Day. I haven't heard of schools having to close down the day after Christmas break or winter break. But apparently we're being told, this is a school, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a school in Henderson. Henderson is a suburb of Las Vegas, where Gibson Elementary, the school had to be canceled due to a large number of teacher and staff absences. KSNB News 3 Las Vegas reports that Principal Jill Keith sent a message to families that students should not be brought to campus today. They said there are an unexpected number of licensed staff teachers absent from school today, and we've had to make the difficult decision to not have school today. Now, I know if you're a parent and you're like, oh my gosh, 3 days of these kids after a whole summer, get the hell out of the house, go to school. So I'm sure parents are pretty grumpy. I'm sure the kids are kind of upset because they've been home all day for summer. Then they get back to school. Then they have a three-day weekend, and they want to get back and see their friends. So what's going on here? You know, is it that we have, you know, rising COVID cases and everybody's sick? Is it that we have a lack of wanting to go back to work? Is it that these schools are on such skeleton staff that two or three call-outs is enough to completely level a school? And we really do have a school crisis. We have a school crisis in terms of children not graduating with the proper proficiencies, kids not having proper reading levels, kids struggling when they do go to college or not wanting to go to college, teachers being underpaid and overworked. And then on top of that, we have then the COVID and viruses. Over the weekend, I saw over 100 patients over the weekend. I was busy this weekend. And it was a lot COVID. A lot of it was COVID. A lot of it were colds, pink eye. We do see pink eye with COVID, but you can't get pink eye with other things. A lot of stress, anxiety. But yeah, so numbers are up. But we've never had to really close schools before. Now, I remember a couple years prior to the pandemic, some schools made the decision to close down on a Friday so they could sanitize the whole school because of high flu cases. But that was in the dead of winter, in the dead of flu season. What's happening here? We barely got, I think it's like 85 degrees where I'm at right now. But what's going on? And so if schools are starting the school year with very little staff, that's a problem. And then if we haven't even gotten to fall or winter season, so what's the school year going to look like? Well, if schools such as this one in Henderson, Nevada, had to make the decision, and we have, I think, the fifth largest school district in the nation, if they had to make a decision to close down a school, what that means is not only was there not enough staff for that school, But in the fifth largest school district of the nation, there weren't enough subs. That means other schools are operating on fumes. And if you do have a teacher that now has to combine classes, I remember when I was younger in the 80s, you would have to go in, if there was a teacher shortage, you had to go into another class. Or you had combined classes. And it was cool because then you got to see other kids in your grade and you got to hang out and you didn't really learn because it was so exciting to see Jimmy, who you had a crush on, but you couldn't, you know, talk to him or pass him a note because he was across the hall in another classroom. So it was really, really exciting. But if these schools don't have enough staff to even take care of a class on a Tuesday in 85, 90 degree weather, when all we have is a COVID strain that is starting to make its wave and isn't as bad from what we're hearing as Delta and previous strains, we're going to probably be seeing lots of school closures this coming year. And if I were you as a parent, I would really start to look at tutoring or making sure you are augmenting your child's learning. I think it's a big mistake to have a child off for 3 months for summer. I think we are losing months of that child's life where they could be learning. And that child during the summer break should be doing activities, even if it's not necessarily math and reading, but they need to be doing things that are making them learn, gaining skills, rather than just playing video games and splashing around the pool. And if we are having schools, we're operating on fumes, whether these teachers were sick and called out or are overwhelmed and didn't want to come in, that child is probably not getting the best teaching experience if they're not having consistent educators that are working with them and that know them. I mean, when I taught medical school, I learned everybody's name. I watched every single assignment they had done on video, and I read and graded every single paper assignment they did so that if they did come into my office, I knew everything about them. And I knew how they were doing, how they were progressing, even by memory. And so when your teacher who covers a class of 30, 35 students is gone and you keep getting subs, that child to that educator is, again, just another number. And even though subs are fantastic, if that child is starting to struggle, you don't have that one-on-one, I gotcha, I know what's going on. The schools are struggling. So my vote is, one, make sure these teachers get paid what they deserve. But number two is if we really have an understaffing problem, we need to notify the parents so they can at home or get other resources to help get their students up to par. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when there are reports that millions of mistakes are made on patients by doctors, I'm like, okay, come on, please. We doctors are pretty obsessive about making sure we don't leave gauze in a patient. We will double check allergies. Thank God we do have pharmacists that have our back and say, you know what, there might be some drug interactions to this. We have staff that have our back. And usually between the doctors and the staff, the nurses, the pharmacists, we could pretty much get a patient from A to Z without screwing up too badly. And in surgery, when I did my training, I haven't really done a lot of surgery post-training because I'm a family doctor. But when you would do surgery, and we performed a lot of procedures in training, you had to do extensive follow-up. Why, before the patient got closed, in terms of what instruments were used, how many gauze pads were used, so you wouldn't leave anything in the body. You would have to do a gauze count. You had the scrub nurse there. You had the circulating nurse. You had everybody there who was helping, making sure that anything opened and used would not be left in the patient. And so we really haven't had a lot of cases of retained instruments in people who have had surgery, because we have such amazing protocols in the hospitals. Well, apparently somebody didn't do their job, or a few people didn't do their job. And we are being told that a dinner size plate, size surgical tool, I'll tell you what it was left in a woman's abdomen after she got a C-section. And it wasn't figured out until 18 months later. And people blew off her pain. And you're like, what the hell happened? Now, this happened in New Zealand, all right? It was a surgical tool known as an Alexis wound retractor. Now, the Alexis wound retractor is pretty cool. When I did C-sections, we didn't have this. When I did C-sections and you would do the incision and open up, you need, so whenever you do surgery, okay, the skin wants to close back up. So if you open up a hole, the skin wants to close, or the body and the muscles want to close it back up to protect it. So in order for you to do surgery, you have to have retractors. And these things would hold things open so you could work. Many of them needed, at the time I was in training, somebody to hold it. So you needed individuals such as your medical student, your resident, your scrub tech. You needed your staff who were sterilely dressed to hold the wound open by holding the retractor. Then some of the retractors were able to self-open. You could do a little ratchet and things like that. Or you have this Alexis retractor, which kind of looks like a cylinder. It's clear on the inside, but it has two rings that you open up, kind of like one of those lawn circular tunnels that you open. It's like a little tunnel, and you put it in there to help keep everything open, but it's clear so you could still see the surroundings as opposed to it being an opaque stainless steel instrument, so you could still see around, and then you could do your C-section and get the baby out of the womb. Well, apparently that sucker was left in the patient. The patient was in her 20s. She gave birth to a child when she was at 36 weeks plus 3 days gestation, so pretty much full term. And this happened in New Zealand back in 2020. An Alexis wound retractor, which is a device used to draw back the edges of the wound during surgery, was left in her abdomen. She suffered chronic abdominal pain until somebody did a CT scan and found it. Now, who was there in the operating room? They said there was a surgeon, a senior registrar, instrument nurse, three circulating nurses, two anesthetist technicians, and a theater midwife, or an operating room midwife, were all there. So my guess is she tried to do vaginal delivery, and then they had to move it to C-section. But she began feeling pain, reported it, and by 18 months, they finally figured it out. They were able to go in and remove it. And now one of the nurses said what had happened, even though nobody kind of remembered leaving anything in there, was the first retractor they used was too small, and they needed to use something bigger for what they were going to use. So they had to go get a second one. Now, we believe the second one is the one that got lost, but nobody's counting. So, you know, I get that patients want to know that the doctor and the nurses and nobody's screwing up. And this is a rare case. I have never heard of this happening. That's why Maine National News, CBS, is reporting it, which is what I'm giving you their account of. But what frustrates me is when patients tell me that they're having an issue and nobody is listening. And so anytime anybody's had surgery, I always think of, if they have post-op pain, to do a scan to make sure nothing was left. Why didn't this person get that done? Now, I don't know much about New Zealand's medical system, and if it's socialized, and how socialized it is, and how easy it is to get a scan. But somebody having abdominal pain postoperatively, we got to check for infection. We have to check for retained instruments. We have to make sure that there's not any growth. How did she go 18 months? Now, C-section pain is not easy. I get it. I mean, I had a hysterectomy. Even though I felt great the next day and was able to do stuff, you still do get pain. But something like this must have really hurt. Is nobody listening? Is nobody paying attention? How does somebody go 18 months? And that's what I wanted. One is, how could somebody be, with all those people in the operating room, how could that happen? But number two is, how could somebody go 18 months without getting a test? Is it that, in that healthcare system, a CT scan is the last resort? I don't get it. And it's frustrating. And for those of you who are like, look, I want to make sure that everybody's doing their job, you're, you know, if you're in the OR, even though you are awake during the C-section, but if you're in the OR, you don't really get to comment. You don't get to have your advocate in the room there. So you can't have your wife or spouse or whatever say, excuse me, are you doing this? Did you double check this? Did you double check this? See, if I was having surgery, I'd have my mom in there. Now, actually, I wouldn't, because she'd drive everybody crazy. But she's very, very good with making sure that there's no stone unturned. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? Now, eventually, you know, you're like, okay, no, leave us alone. But you don't have that. And so you expect that there's this process, and there is a process. Okay? I have never had a patient that has had anything retained. Right? And if anybody did have postoperative pain, it usually was infection or something else. But come on. And so, you know, I like to, you know, whenever there is something stressful like that, teach patients what they could do to empower them. And I don't know what, you know, this patient could have done to prevent this. But what I think has to happen is you all need to be aware of things that can happen postoperatively. And if you have pain postoperatively, the big things are infection, bleeding, the wrong diagnosis, so it didn't fix the problem and you still have the problem, or a retained instrument. Either way, a scan would be necessary. I mean, especially since she had already given birth. And so, you know, I wish we had better protocols. Nothing like this should happen. But I'm worried as we start to see this half-assed, you know, work ethic across the United States. Is it because people don't like their job? Is it because people are overworked? Is it because people are underpaid? Are they burned out? Are they on pot? You know, and maybe less, you know, obsessive about making sure every little detail is taken care of. We are seeing this sort of slipshod work happening, sadly, all industries globally. And that's dangerous. I mean, we're hearing, I think there was glass and some food, and then there was bone and another. I mean, we get these recalls all the time because something has happened during the manufacturing. Who's not double-checking? That kid that got a Nigeria fowleri into his brain at a water park, and we're told that the worker did not check the chlorine every day like he was supposed to. Only checked it three times that week. Somebody died from a milkshake, because the milkshake machine wasn't cleaned properly and had listeria. So we have an epidemic of people not doing their job correctly. So not only do we have a problem with people not coming to work or going to work, but we also have those who are going to work. And again, it could be innocently just, they're just not doing their job correctly. So if you at all have any sort of issue, you need to ask the provider. I told you this. If you don't think your doctor's listening to you, get a new doctor. But how you word it is, look, since my surgery, I've been in pain and it's getting worse. How do I know something's not in there? Can you put my mind to rest? If they go, oh, there's just nothing in there, that's not good enough. But say, I just need evidence to show that there's nothing left in there. What would that entail? Well, then that would entail a CAT scan. It makes the provider run it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. All eyes on Congress this month as U.S. lawmakers face a shutdown deadline October 1st. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro going on trial today as the second ex-aide to former President Donald Trump to be prosecuted for criminal contempt of Congress. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is reportedly scheduled to travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the two countries move toward an arms deal. More than 25,000 pounds of frozen chicken strip meals have been recalled because they could contain pieces of plastic. The recall does include Banquet chicken strips meal. The Food and Safety Inspection Service says there's been at least one reported injury. Some schools in the Northeast will be dismissed early for the next few days due to the extreme heat. Corey Myers, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we lost Jimmy Buffett this weekend. And originally, when we were told that he passed, he was only 76 years old, music icon, legend, businessman, and a favorite. Among us, especially Gen X, baby boomers, he spanned all generations. But apparently we had been told early on that he had had skin cancer that turned into lymphoma. And I think TMZ had first reported his death and the cause of death. And so many people reached out going, what skin cancer turns into lymphoma? Now, apparently he has a diagnosis that explains it, but he didn't necessarily have skin cancer that turned into lymphoma. But to answer that, when people ask, can that happen? It can. We have seen cases of people with melanoma, one of the deadliest of skin cancers, also have lymphoma. Either the cancer could cause the change in the cells, or somebody has both. It could also be somebody had lymphoma before they were diagnosed with skin cancer. It's rare, though. It's rare to see that. To see a skin cancer that turns around and then becomes a deadly lymphoma is rare, but there has been literature. The thing is then on his website, and Jimmy Buffett's website, they did actually say that he had Merkel cell skin cancer. Now, Merkel cell skin cancer is rare but deadly. And it begins in the Merkel cells. Merkel cells are neuroendocrine cells that act like nerve cells and endocrine cells. About 3,000 people in the U.S. get this. It usually happens in sun-exposed areas, but it can also start where the sun don't shine and in areas where you don't get sun. And what's interesting about this is it looks like, I mean, if I was, as a doctor, I think it looks like a skin cancer. But to others, it looks like a bump. And the bump doesn't hurt. So people have this little bump, this little nodule. And they go, I mean, it could be on their finger, it could be on their face, it could be on their chest. And they're like, all right, so I got a bump. And because it doesn't have necessarily that melanoma look, where it's dark and irregular, but it looks kind of round, they go, well, it doesn't look very chaotic on its borders, so maybe it's okay. Unfortunately, it could grow rapidly. It could start then becoming pink and purple. And it could become so aggressive that it's found to be 5 times deadlier than melanoma. And so when I teach you guys the A, B, C, D, E's, and F's of skin cancer, even though they usually apply to melanoma, you could still apply that to any skin cancer. A is it asymmetrical? Meaning if you cut it in half, is one side not looking equal to the other? Freckles usually look pretty equal, but a cancer won't. B, is the border a little irregular? If the border's a little irregular, rather than a, you know, chaos is cancer. Or cancer's chaos, so it might not have a nice smooth border. C is if the color changes, if there's multiple colors. With a melanoma, for example, you have melanocytes that are overgrowing, so some of them might make part of the mole darker than others. The diameter, if it's greater than a centimeter. If you have any spot greater than a centimeter, get it checked out. There are a couple benign spots greater than centimeters, like these seborrheic keratoses. But that's not, you don't have to necessarily decide that on day one. Have a provider decide that. If that's what it is. E is if it's elevating or evolving. And then F, if it's growing fast. So something like this may grow fast. And so, unfortunately, I'm not exactly sure where Jimmy Buffett had his Merkel cell carcinoma, but it does return and metastasize. 3,000 new cases diagnosed annually in the U.S., according to skincancer.org. In fact, experts are expecting this to rise to 3,200 cases by 2025. Risk factors are sun exposure, fair skin, being over 50 years old, and having a weakened immune system. And these Merkel cells, you know, they're, you know, within the epidermis and dermis, but they aren't, you know, always, you know, easily apparent and diagnosed. And so these spots, they might not necessarily look like, when you do get the tumor, like a melanoma. It might be pink. So you might think, well, it's a basal cell carcinoma. Now, basal cell carcinomas are the nicest of the skin cancer, if you could even use that term together. A basal cell carcinoma, it gives you a chance to live. It rarely kills you. It looks like a cute little round pink pearly little pearl on your skin, and we're able to remove those easily. Merkel cell gets darker than that, but it could start and look like a basal cell carcinoma. So you need to, yeah, and it could also bleed easily. So any new spot, you got to get that checked out. Because it's 3 to 5 times likely to be more deadly than melanoma, we just don't mess around with that. So basically, we could do surgery. We could, and people will survive. We have surgery, we have immunotherapy, hormone therapy, radiation therapy, chemotherapy. You know, it's a shame. And seeing what happened to Jimmy Buffett, it's, you know, it's interesting because there's a picture of him on his website where he's wearing a hat, sunglasses, you know, covering up. And I think he was diagnosed with skin cancer about 4 or 5 years ago. But I don't think his diagnosis was technically. And, you know, it's, you know, these, you know, when you see your, you know, idols, you know, get taken by these diseases that can happen to any one of us, it's scary. Yeah, and I, you know, so lymphoma is a tumor that arises in the lymphatic system, which is your intricate system of lymph nodes and vessels that are kind of designed to capture and clear infection from the body. So lymphomas can affect any portion of the lymphatic system, your lymph nodes, your spleen, your bone marrow, thymus, tonsils, so they could be anywhere. You could have Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, depending on the severity prognosis. But symptoms include enlarged lymph nodes in the neck, groin, underarm, chest, abdomen. If you do have a symptom of a lymphoma, you're tired, dizzy, you could have weight loss, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, chest pain, fever, cough, night sweats, rash, itching, bone pain. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, I have all those symptoms. Get them checked out. Yes, it could be, you know, menopause, it could be COVID, but still get that checked out. Prognosis, luckily, for lymphoma has been improving because, again, we have surgery, chemo, radiation, monoclonal antibodies, stem cell, bone marrow transplants, and for follicular lymphoma, our 5-year survival rate is close to 90%, meaning most people with it will still be alive 5 years from now. B cell lymphoma, maybe a little different, 55 to 73%. Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent, radio icon, had battled lymphoma. He had a mass removed from his neck. From what I understand, doing well. So these are things. I know I don't like talking about cancer that much on the show because I don't want to depress people, but I do want to educate you all on some of the symptoms of these things so that, because honestly, the people who survive a lot of these cancers are the ones who get it found early. Now, I speak about FDR. FDR, for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, allegedly died from a hemorrhagic stroke. And they said his blood pressure was poorly treated because at the time they only had diuretics. They didn't really necessarily have all the other medicines that we have. But if you look at him in pictures, he's got this splotch above his left eyebrow. And so some of us think he actually died from melanoma and that the melanoma caused him to have the brain bleed because it spread to the brain. Or it affected the integrity of the blood vessels. So, anything that just doesn't seem right, get it checked out. And I get it's hard to get in with a doctor these days. It's expensive. And you don't want to go just for somebody to say it's not. But the sooner you get it checked out, the better. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let me get our Facebook Live up and running on this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all again. We do have a lot of your questions and your comments that we're going to get to. For those of you that can call in, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. And so I know many of you listen to the show delayed, which is totally fine. And so I get your messages on our recording. We do have a voicemail that we could play Or we do get your emails and your questions on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll just try to answer them all as we can. So, you know, I, being a physician, being a mom, being a business owner, as well as being an American, I love our democracy. I love having a country that is free. I think, yes, we have a lot of things we need to fix with our country, but when I hear people say they hate America, it's like a knife to my heart. And those individuals who fought to keep this country whole and to keep this country free, I can't thank them enough. But I keep talking about, as parents and as people are speaking out, about how in order for our democracy to work, people need to feel like they're being represented. And so I have a lot of friends that are Republican and Democrat, and I love to hear what they are concerned about and what concerns them. I know what concerns me. And I know many individuals are concerned about migrants and them not having homes and them being homeless and us not having, a good border policy. And so many individuals are speaking out in New York and, Jersey and some of these more Democratic states talking about what can we do, Chicago, Illinois, what can we do to minimize the amount of migrants coming in. There was a jobs report saying many Americans lost jobs to other individuals from other countries being able to take jobs. And we have a Democrat from California who is sponsoring a series of ballot initiatives from, she is an activist, Protect Kids California. She says she's Democrat, and she's filed paperwork to hold 3 ballot initiatives in the Golden State that affects both Democratic families and Republican families. So she seeks to ban the administration of medical care to transition children in the state, to stop biological males from participating in women's sports, and to ensure parents are informed when a child decides to transition in school. She says parents are losing their rights regardless of what party they're from. This is being reported by Mediaite.com as well as Fox News. She says, this came to visit my house. My child was secretly transitioned by her public school, so I know personally how important it is for parents to be involved in their children's decisions. So this is something, you know, as a doctor, I keep getting asked, you know, what should schools be doing? Well, I've said this, you know, before. Schools are overwhelmed. Schools, we had a school in Henderson, Nevada, where a suburb of where I live, that couldn't open today because they didn't have enough staff. So I don't think schools have the staff to be able to manage something as challenging now as somebody who wants to transition. You got to get the family involved. You got to get, you know, medical, personnel involved. You know, if the average school is that strapped where these kids are struggling learning math and reading, I don't think that school is equipped, even if their heart is in the right place, to deal with something like that. And so not involving the parents can be deadly, because when, as I've said before, if teachers and counselors are concerned that that child could be suicidal because they have to live a life in a body that they don't want to, wouldn't you want the majority of hours a child spends during the day to, you know, also embrace that too? You got to get the family involved. And I understand people say, well, the family gets involved, it's not going to happen. But that child needs support. And if anything happens to that child, and that, you know, that child struggles or does end up hurting themselves, you have to. If a child is caught doing drugs at school, you got to tell the parents. Parents have to be aware of the child drugs, doing narcotics. If you catch Percocet on that child, those parents need to know so they can have Narcan at the house. If that child is failing classes, you let the parents know. So if a child does not want to be in the body they're in, or wants to be something different than their birth certificate, the parents are going to have to find out eventually. So, that's my concern. You know, I mean, because, you know, these kids need support. True gender dysphoria needs a lot of support and help, and so you need all hands on deck. And if these teachers can't even open up because they're understaffed, that child's not getting the support they need. So I'm for getting, you know, all hands on deck. But it's interesting to hear Democrats and Republicans feel like their party isn't representing them. And so what do people do when they switch parties? And I mean, me, I'm nonpartisan because I have, you know, views on different things, and I, you know, might not necessarily fit into one versus the other. But I told you, I mean, we might eventually, there might be a common sense party where, all right, look, guys, you know, we want things that both Republicans and Democrats agree upon. You know, we all want, you know, our school safe. We all want our kids to learn something. We want our kids to have support. We want government staying out of our business. We want the national security. We want our border secure. A lot of us really kind of agree on the same things, but we just don't get there because it's, if you're not with us, you're against us. So when you hear Democrats think that their party isn't representing them, and you hear Republicans think their party isn't representing them, then we start to lose the democracy. And that leaves room for somebody to come in saying, look, I'm going to save y'all. And just, you know, it's going to have to take some movements that are going to ignore what the other side wants so we can... you know, and sadly, we could lose ourselves to a dictator. That's kind of how democracies fall apart. And we have a very, very split country. And we can't even decide on what to do with women's sports. We can't even decide if a fetus is alive. We can't decide. We really struggle on a lot of issues. And these aren't even the life or death issues that other countries are dealing with. You know, in terms of, you know, Putin invading or famine or, you know, terrorism. We're almost going into a civil war. And these are important issues, but these aren't supposed to be the issues that break a country apart. And unfortunately, they are. Now, I don't have daughters. So I don't know what it's like to have a daughter who has to change in a locker room with somebody who she's uncomfortable changing with. Title IX in schools protect people from being exposed to other people's genitalia and feeling harassed or feeling ogled or things like that. And the average transgender, true transgender individual doesn't do that. But when you're hearing parents are concerned that that's happening, Title IX is supposed to immediately jump in and protect students and allow students to have privacy. And not, but I don't, you know, parents don't think that the laws in place are protecting them. So what do we do? Now, I don't know what the answer is in terms of sports. I don't know what the answer is in terms of, you know, the huge uptick in individuals not identifying as their gender. Now, I don't know if we have enough resources. Yeah, and I don't think know if we have enough studies. Well, I mean, you know, somebody, you know, who doesn't want to be in their body, it is a medical diagnosis. It does happen, but it's very rare, and it's very, very serious when somebody feels like they are in a body that they don't want. There's been some individuals who have cut off body parts. So true gender dysphoria has got to be addressed, and the support has to go there. Now that we're though opening it up and we have other individuals going, well, you know, maybe I want to, maybe I, you know, some of the individuals with very severe cases who might be suicidal might now be put to the back of the line. So we want to make sure that those with severe gender dysphoria get addressed. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, once voters think they're not being represented, that causes the breakdown of our country. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.